Hey, what's going on, my people? Welcome to another episode of A Piece of the Rhesus. I'm your host, Rico, along with my co-host, April. And today we're going to be talking about something that's important. It's no secret. We already know what's going on out here in the world, but we're going to try to bring it from our perspective. We hear a lot of doctors and these quote-unquote specialists talking about what's going on out here, which is the coronavirus, but we're going to talk about why it's important for you to just to stay your butt inside and don't come outside. And the reason why we even got on this topic is the other day I was going out to pick up our groceries. And I looked to my right, and on the right side when I was driving, it was a Home Depot, right? And Home Depot, I promise you, looked like Six Flags parking lot. If you're familiar with Six Flags, you know that the parking lots over there be crazy packed. Crazy, yeah. Right?
Crazy.
So my thing is this. I'm like, wow, what? Either they have a sale or they giving away some free stuff, or people just... they're not taking this thing serious.
Even if they are having a sale.
I'm saying, I know they're not having a sale. But even if they are having a sale, like, people are not taking this serious. And my thing is this. We got to start weighing our priorities. Meaning that you got to ask yourself, before you go out and grab your little candy bar or whatever, you got to ask yourself, is this thing worth... Is it worth me getting sick? You got to compare it to.
Is it essential?
Some stuff is essential that you can hold off. Like, for instance.
Okay.
Some stuff is essential, and I know essential what essential means. It means it's needed, right? But some stuff you do not need. Just because the government or somebody say something is essential doesn't mean it's essential. You got to weigh your option and say, is this worth me going out for?
Everything the government or everything that they're quoting as essential right now is not a place that you have to go to.
Right, you don't have
everything that's still, every business that's still open is not essential.
Right, so you gotta ask yourself, if you got a chicken, and you say, oh man, I gotta taste for some fried chicken tonight. You gotta ask yourself this, man, like, do you have any other type of food in the house? Do you have to go out and get chicken? You got a big pack of ground beef in the house.
Right.
And you gotta run out and go get the chicken out. Now, so every time you go out, you're actually putting yourself at risk. And you gotta start asking yourself, man, is it worth me going out? So, I know that was a little something, what I'm saying. And the reason why I'm saying that to lead to this, I think some people don't understand how serious it is when it comes to this virus. And they really don't understand how it's spread. And a lot of doctors don't even understand what's going on.
And really understand the importance of just staying home, staying inside.
So, why would you stay inside, though?
I feel like you should stay inside. Well, not just I feel, but you should stay inside as much as possible to decrease the likelihood that you come in contact with someone who has the infection that may be symptomatic or asymptomatic.
Okay, so you just got some big terms right there. So what is asymptomatic and symptomatic? What's the difference? Because I have heard that before on the radio. I mean, on the TV. So what are they talking about when they say this?
So that's really simple. I mean, if a person is asymptomatic, they do not show symptoms, but they still carry the virus. But if a person is symptomatic, of course, they show signs, they have the virus, and you'll be able to tell that that's what they have.
So if I'm sneezing and coughing, that means I got the virus.
Well, no, not necessarily that you have that virus or the coronavirus, what we're talking about in particular, but still, you are displaying symptoms of something, so therefore you are a symptomatic person in whatever it is that you have.
Okay, because I think some people think that if somebody's coughing hard, oh yeah, I need to stay away from them because most likely they got the coronavirus. And if somebody's cool, like you said, asymptomatic means that you're not showing symptoms, right?
Right. Some asymptomatic person is just someone who
you're not coughing.
You're not coughing. And some might consider that type of person to be lucky because, everybody else is getting these horrible symptoms like, you know, an itchy throat, a dry throat or whatever, a dry cough, a high temperature, which what they have noted as symptoms of the coronavirus. But in an asymptomatic person, they're not displaying any of that. And some might say, I've seen someone say before, that they're lucky. They're not having any of the symptoms. But that person really, to me, in all of this, is the scariest type of person. Because one, if they go out and they come home right? And they become asymptomatic. And now you expose your whole entire family to something that they may not be the same way as you.
So they might react a little different from what you, the signs you're showing.
Right. You're not showing any signs because you're asymptomatic. You don't.
Well, you're showing a sign of crazy, probably.
No. So, okay. You're not showing any signs. You come home with the virus and now you've spread it to your entire family and they may not be in the same position as you and be asymptomatic now that they have the virus. Now they're walking.
What?
They're, you know, just, they're displaying all the symptoms and you not even realizing that it was you that gave it to them.
Hmm. So I go back to weighing your options. So was that sunlight that you had to go out there and get and run at the park or whatever you was at, was that worth you spreading that the virus to everybody in your family because you was feeling good? You was feeling great, right? Is that worth it?
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. And this is what I think a lot of people keep going outside and going to the parks and going to, you know, jog down the street, wherever you're going, just to get fresh air. You have to understand a lot of times someone else has just jogged through the same area you jogged in.
But hold on. So they jogged, but they said that, you know, I can't get it in. As long as I wash my hands and wear my mask, like, how can I get it then? As long as I'm cautious, I'm washing my hands. I'm wearing my mask, I'm wearing my whatever, my protective gear. You mean to tell me I can't go out and get no fresh air?
No, that's not what, well, first of all, what we have to understand is that it has been credible sources that have stated that the virus is what? Airborne. And that it can linger in the air.
Oh, but that ain't what I heard 3 weeks ago, though. They said you gotta touch something. And I think that's the problem. I think some people are taking this information from just grabbing sources and reading different stuff. Y'all got to stop reading everything and believing everything. Some stuff you just got to use your own common sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already know that viruses can travel in the air. Certain viruses can travel. Airborne viruses can travel in the air. Right? So, early on, I think people were just saying that you only can attract this virus through droplets, meaning that if somebody cough or sneeze and you touch it and you touch something, let's say if somebody's infected and they touch like a door handle and then you come back and touch it and rub your eyes, then yeah, obviously you're gonna get it that way. That was like through droplets, like somebody cough or sneeze. But now they're showing, studies are showing that it's actually in the air.
Right.
So which leads to your point that you're saying, like, if a lot of people was in like a closed area, which is a grocery store or anything like that, you can actually contract the virus?
That's correct. That's what, I mean, of course, we don't have every single fact on it.
That's a fact. I'm going to go ahead and stamp on that. I told you that 3 weeks ago, that it was in the air and people thought I was crazy. That's a fact.
No, yeah.
That's a fact. It's a fact. I'm telling you right now, it's a fact. Whether you believe it or not, it's a fact. So, that's, sometimes you got to step back and use common sense. You know, evaluate some stuff on your own. Ask yourself this. How did it spread so fast like that? Like, it spread so fast. Only way something's going to spread that fast, it has to be in the air. You know? It has to be in the air. Like, you mean tell me all these people who's getting this virus are just touching stuff and...
And not washing their hands
and wiping their eyes? No.
No.
No, it's in the air.
No. I mean, when you really think about it, look at the numbers in New York. It's all those people didn't just touch something and then put their hands in their mouth or their eyes or whatever. You know, it just wouldn't make sense that it spread that quickly in that way. But it had to be in the air. So like it was an article that was written. This article was written on March 31st. And it says scientists around the world are scrambling to understand the virus, which has now infected almost three quarters of a million people, and almost 38,000 have lost their lives. So when you think about the fact that they're still scrambling to understand something, right, and that the news and the government is ordering us to really try to stay home as much as possible, why is it so... why does everybody want to go out now.
I know, me personally, being a school teacher, I understand that discipline, I talk to them about this all the time. Discipline is something that you actually have to build up over time. A lot of people, they never have sat down before like this before. They never have listened to authority, to be honest with you. They never really have done it. They have done stuff on their own. So now they don't have the discipline to be able to just sit still.
Right.
And if you never sat down before, if you never took, took direction from people like that, this is a hard thing for you to do. You do not have discipline. You lack discipline. So when the sun comes out and you usually go outside and go to the park or go for a walk when the sun is out and it's a nice day, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to sit your butt down and stay in the house because you're used to doing what you do. That's right. Why people do it. And I think people are putting themselves, they're putting their life at risk and putting family life at risk because they lack discipline. Simple as that.
I think people keep asking the question, what's the likelihood that you can get it doing this or doing that? And if we all had the answers on what the likelihood of getting something, getting it would be, I think we wouldn't do certain things if we knew the likelihood of getting it.
Well, and I think people are looking at the numbers saying, oh, well, it's only a small percentage of people who get it. Well, my question is this, are people getting it? If the answer is yes, then you got a chance of getting it.
Right.
I mean, somebody hitting the lottery, somebody winning it. So you play the lottery as if you got a chance to win that, but all of a sudden now, this percentage is small with this virus, and now you feel like you can't get it.
Yeah, and I do feel like some people may feel like, okay, if they got the virus, that they wouldn't have to be the type of person that has to go to the hospital, you know, be hospitalized, basically, because they don't have any pre-existing conditions, such as what they've stated, you know, a smoker or, you know, what they say, overweight, diabetic, you know, those types of.
Oh, that's out the window now. Like early on, that people were saying that it's only really affecting the older people. Like, you good, go out and play, have fun, enjoy yourself. Now we're starting to see that it's just affecting older people. It's affecting young people. It's affecting people that's healthy. So this just goes to show me how big this thing is as far as the virus. I mean, and this show right here is not to kind of scare people up. It's actually just to inform you guys and let you guys look at stuff from a different perspective. The ones who's just kind of like saying, I'm still going to do what I want to do. Like, goes back to you not being selfish and also putting your family at risk because you may not be showing the symptoms, which is asymptomatic, right? And, right. I think some people feel a little safe because they're wearing their masks and stuff like that. But if something's airborne, you still can get affected if you have a mask on. How? Because your face is not completely covered up with the mask. Your face. I just say, not your mouth and nose, but your face.
Well, we don't want to get too technical on the mask thing, but there are certain types of masks that can keep the virus out. And the masks that everyone's wearing now and making now, those don't do that. So if you just want to just go Google it, research that part, just look up the different types of masks and you'll be able to see that the average mask that most of people are running around outside in is not the mask that's going to prevent the virus from, you know, being taken in.
Right, because a virus is actually a sub-microscopic. It's very small. You can't even see it. I mean, we know you can't see it, but it's very small. Like, you got to look on a expensive microscope to see this stuff. You can't even see it. So some people think if somebody sneezes, oh, I just need to run the other way. No, this is in the air. You can't even see it. So this little microscopic agents are actually coming through your mask and also on the side of your mask. Y'all don't even have them tight. I see people with masks on their mouth and not on their nose, like wearing a mask sideways. Like, how you going to be cool wearing a mask? Like, it's a fashion show. But and I think, man, like, I don't want to get too deep into it, and y'all already know, some of y'all, if y'all my friend or you know me, you already know that I'm a guy big on faith and big on spiritual stuff. So, and also I think this thing is a spiritual thing. Now, some people that's not spiritual, you can go ahead and turn it off right now. Okay, I give you time. Okay, thank you. So I'm talking to the people who kind of understand the spiritual realm, understand spiritual warfare. Like, this thing is a spiritual attack. Now, you see the stuff, you see the symptoms in the natural, yes. But if you go back and listen to the people who has contracted this illness, how they speak on it, you know this is a spiritual attack. It started off with fear. You know, you got people walking in fear. You got people who's depressed, that's in the house right now. You know, then once it attacks your health, you know, a lot of people who don't have the spiritual understanding, like a lot of them end up losing their life because they don't understand how it's a spiritual attack on their life.
Right.
So if you don't really understand that part, that's why you need to stay in the house more. And also, this is a great time to start, you know, really building your spiritual weapons. You know, start reading your Bible, praying, because it's a spiritual attack. And I think if you don't have that spiritual protection, then whether you wear your mask or gloves or whatever, I still feel that you're going to get attacked.
Right. And I think, like, if you have a good understanding of the overall picture of, okay, it's a virus, it can be contagious, and you just say, okay, I'm going to stay home, it's okay to give it a break for a day or two so that you can focus on the things you just said, you know, building your spirit up, or reading the Bible, praying, fasting, whatever it is. I think it is okay to give the news a break and the articles or social media, because it is it's consuming a lot of people right now, because it was doing the same thing to me. And I had to just give it a break for a few days and really just try to strengthen my spirit back up, because I understand the importance of, you know, staying strong in a time where so many people right now are facing adversity that they have, of course, never seen before in their lifetime.
Right. And you guys, like I said, it goes back to taking a step back, evaluating things on your own. If the doctors, these specialists, are actually scratching their head and they're confused about what's going on, man, that lets me know that it's not in the natural right there. It's a spiritual attack that's going on. So some of y'all thinking that, oh, I'm good. You know, nah, man, you're not good, really. So you're not good if you don't have a connection with Jesus Christ. And I ain't talking about these other religions. Oh, I ain't that spiritual like that. Well, you need to get spiritual, because it's a spiritual attack, spiritual war. All right? Now, you got to protect yourself. Put on the full armor of God. This is a war right now. We see that. We clearly see it. Go listen to the people. Like I said, go back and listen to the people who actually contracted this virus. They tell you it attacks me at night. You know, it attacks me. You know, I can't breathe. It feels like something's on me or whatever. Yeah. So that lets you know it's a spiritual. And they're trying to let you know, but some people don't even understand spiritual things. So they're speaking as they don't really know. They just know this thing is attacking them and it's taking them out. It's trying to take them out.
Right. And some might just look at it as, oh, that's anxiety. But anxiety is a form of
spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit. Depression is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. Right. Why do you think the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear?
Right.
So if it ain't come from God, who is it coming from? If it's a spirit of fear, who is it coming from if it's not coming from God? So that's the thing. A lot of us want to believe in God, believe in the good things, but we don't want to believe in the bad things. Oh, I don't believe in the devil. I think that's just made up. But then on the other hand, you believe in going to heaven. If it's a good side, it's a bad side. God ain't fighting against himself. So y'all got to understand that, man. Like, I know, like, some of y'all get scared when you talk about spiritual stuff, but either get scared or, man, it's there. So where you running from? You might as well go ahead and get right.
See, that's the thing, the difference between me and you. You're definitely more of a bold, outspoken type of person, just in general and on social media. And I'm more like, you know, I wouldn't say I try to sugarcoat it. I just don't try to say exactly what I'm thinking like you do. But the other day, like when I gave a status, I said, you know, who cares about a stimulus check if the virus isn't gone? And, you know, I got a lot of backlash for that comment. Through messages and different things of that nature. And it really threw me off. I'll just say that. But I still stand by what I said, because this is my thing. There's a lot of people that are worried about how they're going to pay a bill.
Right.
But if you have that virus and you're sick in the hospital bed, would you be worried about paying that bill?
I hope not.
That's my thing. So it's not to say, oh, I don't care how this family eats or anything like that. It's just, the big picture is we want to focus on what is the end result with this virus. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it goes back to the spiritual thing. I'm going to stay on the spiritual side. Like, who cares about being politically correct when you on that hospital bed? Who cares about, I don't like the way the church come at people. Man, I don't care what you like. When you on that bed and you barely can breathe, you're going to wish you do somebody at the church, because the doctor's going to say they don't know what to do. So if the doctors don't know what to do, I hope you got some backup or what to do. And that's the spiritual side. I hope you know God. Yeah. I hope you know how to pray, because you getting spiritually attacked then. So no medicine, that's the natural. No medicine or anything like that going to help you. So all you're going to need then to rely on is the spiritual side, that's why the devil, he's having a field day right now, because he's working in the spiritual realm and he sees so many people not covered. Man, think about this, man. Like, what's coming up, right? What's coming up soon? Easter, Passover, right? So many people lost their lives. Like I said, a lot of y'all don't believe this stuff, but so many people lost their lives during the Passover because they wasn't covered. God, Pat, if you don't understand what I'm talking about right now, it was a point in time in history where God wiped out some people. And I'm not saying this virus from God. I'm saying this virus is in the spiritual realm. That's all I'm saying. And a lot of people was wiped out during the Passover because they wasn't covered. Their house wasn't protected. So a lot of people was taken out over the Passover. He passed over the land and took a lot of people out. So that's what I'm saying. So right now, this virus is actually passing over this world. And a lot of people are getting taken out. A lot of people who's not covered are actually getting taken out. So, man, like, you got to cover yourself. And not
just people that aren't covered. I do believe that if it's your time, it's your time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, whether it's COVID-19 or whatever, corona, whatever people want to call it, if it's your time, it's your time. And you have to be at peace with knowing that you're going somewhere where you don't have to have any suffering anymore.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. If it's raining outside and I say, all right, I'm going to pass out some umbrellas so y'all won't get wet, and y'all cannot get wet, I'm going outside, it's raining. If you don't grab your umbrella, what are you going to get?
Wet.
You know you're going to get wet because you're not wet.
Covered.
You're not covered. Now, the people I get an umbrella to, I'm not saying that you're not going to get wet at all, but you got, it's a good chance you're not going to get wet because you're covered under the umbrella. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not saying that you can't get attacked by it, but also I believe, in my spirit, if you covered, you might get it, but God can fight you through it. He can get you through it. So I don't really believe in that. Like,
I think
I don't believe in that. Like, yeah, if it's your time, but I don't think that's your time. I don't think
your mind is something that is very important during times like this. Your mindset. You got to know that even if you did lose it all, that you can get it back. That it's not important. The material things are not important right now. That your health is what's going to keep you going. Your health. You know what I mean?
That's health should be first.
You got to have your mind right.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Some people are put their trust in their material things so much that once they lose that, they don't have any hope in anything else, because they put their hope in those things. And the Bible talks about that. The rich man, he put all his trust into his riches and fortune. And when God said, leave it and follow me, he was like, I can't do that. And, you know, we're talking about Jesus himself right there, like, follow me. I would drop everything. But most people can't do that because they have all their trust into the riches and the stuff they like or whatever. And that's what we're seeing right now. Some people like to go out so much, or, you know, go wash their car or whatever, or eat certain foods that they can't even put that to the side, which goes back to discipline. They don't have enough discipline.
And that's why we are choosing to stay home. We're doing the grocery pickups. We're doing the things. We're doing those kinds of things because we can't take the chance going to a visit someone that did not take the same precautions that we have been taking because they could not sit down. They couldn't display the discipline that is needed during these times. I can't go somewhere and put myself and my family at risk for people that just quite frankly do lack a lot of discipline. Because you do not have to go to Home Depot like you were saying right now. Somebody tell me one reason why you just had to go right now.
Your roof falling in.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm gonna call somebody to come fix my roof. Okay.
That's one option. They probably already have all the.
I'm just playing.
I don't know. This is my thing. If it's not something like that. But you said the parking lot was fully crowded. No.
Yeah, stay in. Like, man, like, you don't want to. The thing is, you don't want to have no regrets. You don't want to be at Grady Hospital or wherever hospital you at. That's a hospital here in Atlanta if you're not from here. You don't want to be at Wellstar.
And even if you don't have to get hospitalized, you don't want to be in your house with feeling like just alone.
I mean, you don't want to be
scared. Yeah,
I'm saying you don't want to be in that position and start looking back and like, dang. Like, you don't have regret saying, I could just stay in the house. Like, it wasn't even worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
So, you got to think ahead. You can't think in the now. You got to think, like, for the future ahead of time. Just chill out. Just chill out, man. If you don't know what to do, call somebody, talk to people. And for y'all that's scared and nervous, stop talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Stop calling people up and talking about this. Because read your Bible, man. I hear people talking about this 5G thing and all this different stuff. Nah, man. It ain't got nothing to do with no 5G. I'm trying to tell y'all. It's a spiritual thing. 5G, that just, man, that ain't got nothing to do with that. It ain't got nothing to do with no 5G. If y'all know about read your Bible, man. Read it. Just read it. Open it up. If you don't know how to read it. All right.
My thing is, regardless of whatever conspiracy that you want to believe in, the fact is that there is, it don't change the fact that there's a virus right now. It's still out there.
So you're like, aha, I know why.
No, it doesn't change the fact. So it doesn't matter if you know why or if you don't.
Yeah, if you just because you know why somebody's trying to rob you or breaking your house don't mean that you're not going to get your house broken into. Right. Unless you prepare yourself. So some of y'all are saying, oh, it's the 5G or whatever. How are you preparing? Okay, let's say it's the 5G. So how are you preparing yourself now? That you know is that. Like, how are you covering yourself and protecting yourself? Which goes back to, you need a spiritual cover. If it was a 5G, you still need a spiritual cover. Because you ain't got no certain suit that you're going to wear, a 5G suit, anti-5G suit that you're going to wear. So stop spreading it. So stop passing this along to people. Stop sharing these messages saying, oh, it's a 5G that's causing people to get sick. No, it ain't. You might be calling people to get sick because you keep spreading the 5G rumor and calling people to, which goes back to our spirit of fear.
Believe with, there's no hope.
Man. Hopelessness, which the devil wants you to share that stuff.
Right.
So you might be the one that's actually working for the enemy, spreading these different lies and rumors and calling people to have fear. The devil's like, okay, share this. Share this, pass this to your family. And y'all, what people don't realize is actually people work for the devil. Like a lot of people in the media, these people will put out these false assumptions saying this and that about the virus. You guys don't realize that they're working in the spiritual realm. They're actually working for the enemy to put fear on people. Once you get fear, then it leads to depression. Once you lead to depression and you feel hopelessness, then that's when the devil can come in and attack you and attack your health. Man, you got to know how this works. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. So that's how he works. If y'all didn't know that, it's in the Bible, man. It's in the book. So we ain't gonna hold y'all long. We had 28 minutes. That should give y'all a good time to actually sit down. If you have listened to the whole thing, we appreciate you guys. We'll have more insight like this again.
And if you feel like we left out something important or, you know, just you want to weigh in on your thoughts on the subject of staying home and staying inside, just let us know what you're thinking.
And soon we're going to try to bring somebody on the show. We're not sure who. We're going to bring a guest on the show soon. So you can be a part of our podcast, guys. And guys, enjoy your day. Make sure you stay positive. Read your word. That's from me. Read your Bible, man. Like, read it, study, pray. And a lot of y'all haven't been reading your Bible. Y'all don't know how to read it. Pray. Just talk to God. That's all you got to do. Talk to God and pray. Ask for forgiveness and ask God to cover you and your family. and use common sense. Like, weigh your options, weigh your priorities.
And like they say, this will pass. It's just short term. Just make the sacrifice now to stay home and stay inside.
Yeah, work out at the house, man. Y'all really think y'all got to go outside and jog? Man, go jog, go on your steps or whatever. Everybody got some room in their house somewhere. You can run in place. You can do burpees, jumping jacks. All that's the same thing. It's going to get your heart rate up. If you need sunlight, open your blinds to your windows. Look outside. Just, you know what I'm saying? So there's a way to get around it. But yeah, ask yourself, is it that important? That's all I'm going to leave with that. Is it that important?
No.
All right, we'll see. Talk to y'all later. Thank you.